It's Tim in for Adam this Sunday afternoon, and next weekend see something rather special going on down at the bandstand at the Croydon Road Recreation Ground in Beckenham. It'll be the Memory of a Free Festival, a festival that first occurred on the 16th of August 1969. It had a different name back then, I'm sure, and it was organised by the Beckenham Arts Lab and a certain lesser known Mr. David Bowie, who performed on the day. Well, now the festival's returning again to help raise funds for the bandstand restoration. And joining me to explain more is Natasha Rajavelau and Wendy Fonner. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Welcome along to BBC Radio Kent. How are preparations going with, you know, less than a week now?
Oh, it's fantastic. We're all about ready. And so we're expecting to have quite a big crowd on Saturday, the 16th, 45 years after the regional festival. The gates will open at 12:15 to the public. And at 1, just 15 past 1, let's say, would be the musical program. So all are welcome.
Excellent. And in terms of the numbers, Natasha, how many people do you think might come along to this?
Well, actually, we're limited to 1,500 people. So hopefully ones that want to get in will be there a tiny bit early just to make sure the, you know, to guarantee the entrance.
And can you tell me a little bit more about the bandstand? You know, what does it look like back in the day? What does it look like now, and where are you trying to get to?
Well, of course, you can imagine it has aged a bit since 1969, so it needs quite substantial repairs to the roof and the, you know, the general looks of it. I mean, it could use quite a bit of updating. And we would like to bring it to its former glory with, you know, the funds that we can raise. And we have also applied to to the Heritage, Lottery Heritage Funds as well. So that should come handy with the renovations. But please come and visit it. It's a beautiful bandstand. It's Victorian, and it's a gorgeous piece of architecture.
Are you both local to Beckenham and the bandstand?
She is.
Yeah. I live about 50 seconds away, just round about, just round the corner, my road leads
to the park. Does it get much use at the moment?
Oh, of course, No, it's beautiful. It's, you know, the grounds around it, gorgeous, and if you know that, you know, the parks were built around the bandstand, and it's a real focal point, and it's used by local schools as well. There's poetry readings, book readings, all sorts going on, really. So we would like to get it restored and get it used even more.
Yeah, so it's a real community kind of project in a way, isn't it?
Of course.
For anyone who's unfamiliar, can you explain, Wendy at all, or Natasha, the kind of David Bowie link to the bandstand in a little bit more detail?
Right, Wendy, would you like to?
Well, David Bowie played the original 1969 festival.
He was one of the organisers, wasn't he?
Yes, with Mary Finnegan.
Yeah.
So, and she's part of this as well. So
she's part of this festival again, and so she was last year. She's fantastic. So back in 1969, there was something called Beckenham Arts Lab, and they used to run local music events. It was quite a happening area, like sort of, you know, equivalent of Hackney, really. In Beckenham, quite a lot of creatives lived there, and they run Saturday, Sunday events, I think, in a local pub. And they organized the festival, which was a great success. It's exactly 45 years ago that it happened. And we, in a way, I guess, tributing it, but I would say tributing rather in a spirit, because quite a lot of sort of hipster bands that are current and playing in London are joining us for the day again.
Brilliant.
Like they did last
year. Yeah. You know, so completely kind of taking up the spirit of what was what happened back there 45 years ago. And Bowie actually wrote about his experience there, didn't he, in the song, which is now the kind of title of the festival, essentially, the Memory of a Free Festival.
Exactly. We took it as a spirit, really. The lyrics are quite beautiful. Describes a beautiful day in the park, and you know, the way the crowds were setting white balloons, and how it was ragged and naive, and it was haven, and exactly the same we're aiming to have for our festival. just lots of arts, music, and people enjoying themselves, really.
Yeah, it sounds like a really, really nice space. And David Bowie has himself helped towards the restoration project, hasn't he, contributions himself. Explain a bit more about that, if you could.
Donated 3 signed items this year. There's a 12-inch white vinyl double A-side of Love Is Lost, which was out last year. A tour poster, which is 10 years old, but signed by himself and the designer of the poster, Rex Ray, and a limited edition 2002 Heathen CD, and he signed the postcard inside it.
Goodness me. So these are real kind of important people, you know, good memorabilia that he's put forward here, and he's already kind of helped the funds in previous years. Is that right? I've read somewhere that he something like £7,000 or something towards.
Oh, last year, because this festival is obviously a second year running now. So last year we had great success despite the weather. It was chucking it down, and we had 1,200 people through the door, and he has donated then 3 great items, and they sold like tips, obviously.
I bet. And does he has he ever kind of got to the point that he kind of might want to make a return to the bandstand, do you think?
Oh, well, you know, the rumors go. He has visited with the family this summer, and they have visited the area and taken a picture outside of, you know, his house where he grew up. And so I think he's, you know, he's definitely in touch, and, you know, he's got a young daughter that obviously wants to see, you know, where dad grew up.
Yeah, it obviously means a lot to him, do you think? Yeah.
Well, it means a lot to all of us. I mean, like, think of yourself, you know, all of the areas that you were brought up.
Yes.
You have to return once in your lifetime, don't you?
And so, if David isn't turning up to play next week, who is on the lineup?
Oh, we've got great lineup. Well, we've got 3 parts to the festival musically. So we've got some of the legends from the past, the people that played in 1969. We've got brilliant Emery Kane coming back to us all the way from California. He played last year as well. We have Bill Lessingang. He's fantastic. He was there in 1969. He was only 16 years old then. And we've got Roger Watson, who is a lead singer of Commerce, you know, the fantastic avant-garde bands, and they have recently reformed as well. So he will be, he's our newcomer, so he's joining us again, but he was there in 1969. And then we've got CNY Duke, the Bowie tribute band, and we've got the Hipsters from London playing now. Raffano, Laura and Tractors, fantastic band. Julia Gray and Joey Hirschfeld and his so-called friends, great band.
Quite a range of music, and I guess you'd be celebrating other forms of art there as well.
Oh yes, what we're trying to promote. So hopefully, if the festival happens again next year, if it's a yearly event, we want to grow something along the side of Art Picnic. So we want to encourage the local and international artists to come and join us and present their artwork. And actually, we've got some people coming from all the way from New York showcasing their photography, some renowned studios.
So if anyone wants to find out further information ahead of the event, there's a website, isn't there?
Oh, yes. If you type into Google Beckenham Bowie, you should stumble upon Facebook page, and it's quite easy. You can follow all the information on there. And to help us raise the funds for renovation of the bandstand, what is that? Can you read it out, please?
Is there a link from the main website to where people can make a donation?
There isn't at the moment, but I'll post it on tonight.
Putting the pressure on. It's quite a long website, this, isn't it, that you're about to tell us?
Yeah, www.turnipnet, turnipnet.com/becrec/donate_ bandstand.htm.
Okay, all right. But the main website, again, if you just remind
Beckham us. Beckham and Bowie, yeah.
Brilliant.
I'll post it on tonight.
So remind us of the details. When is it? How much is it to get in?
All right, yeah. So again, it's the coming Saturday now, so the countdown is on. We have it in Beckenham, local Beckenham Park, Croydon Road Recreation Grounds. The gates will open at 12:15 for the public to get in, and the music will start just after 1. And it's £5 to get in. Kids under 10 free. It's, families are welcome, of course. So come and join us.
Excellent. I hope it all goes well. And obviously the auction as well will certainly raise you some massive funds, hopefully, for the bandstand going forward. And so, Natasha and Wendy, thank you very much for coming in this afternoon.
Thank you.